We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top. The Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara said one of them is a halacha Moshe Sinai, that's the halacha of ladies, and one of them is a pasuk. And also, you need a pasukah here, and the question is, what do you need a pasukah for? It's simple. Sukkah is potter because mitzvah says it's not grama, and Yom Kippur is chayiv because it's a lav, because the chayiv, ladies are chayiv all inchim. So what do you need a pasukah for? So Amar Abai, lo'olam sukkah hilchasa. The sukkah is one of the lachem Mishina. Why? Like Rashi explains, Ezrach really means dafka men, and you need a hay to marva ladies. Ezrach only means men. Ezrach only means men. You need a hay to marva. So that's the way it is. How do you know Nashim a potter by Sukkah from Lachem Moshe Sinai? I had a question, why I need Lachem Moshe Sinai? I'm going to answer it. Let's get the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is like this. Ezrach means Dafka men, and if you want to be married ladies, you need a hay. So by Sukkah, you don't need hate to married ladies, because Ezrach already means Dafka, right, Dafka men. So now the question is, why Nashim potter? It's Lachem Moshe Sinai. So why do you need a Lachem Moshe Sinai? Mitzvah says on grandma. So two truths. Omer Bayel. Oilam Sukkah Hilchasa. Sukkah lachem v'shira nashim a potter. What's the hav minir yichayiv? V'itzrich. Sak da'at chamina teishu came to duru. The pasuk says, teishu v'sukkah, which darshu means, you sit in a sukkah like you sit in a house. Ma dira ish v'ishtoi. Just like dira, sitting in the house is ish v'ishtoi. You always sleep in your house with your wife. You sit in your house with your wife. Av sukkah ish v'ishtoi. In sukkah also, you're with your wife. So you think a lady is chayiv. Kamash v'lon. Know that a lady is potter. Kamash v'lon, that a lady is potter. From Sukkah, that's a lachem Moshe Sinai. And it's a big shaila in the Paiskim already what Kamash Bala means. Is the Kamash Bala is there's no such thing as Teshukri and Duru Gavi the Ishva Ishtoi, or that is, it's not enough to Mechayiv the lady. But there is some kind of element of Ishva Ishtoi, of Teshukri and Duru, and therefore the Ramah finds a limud chus here for not sleeping in the Sukkah because you want to be with Ishva Ishtoi. Rava, a different pshat in the Havamin and why lady Mechayiv. The question is, it's a regular mitzvah to say, so it's man grama. Rav Amar, it's just something, you know, we had before, we make a Gzeres Shava, Sukkot to Pesach. We use this Gzeres Shava, tell you the first night, you chayit to eat in the Sukkot. So it's something, you know, Yalav Chamisha Osa, Chamisha Osa, Mechag HaMatzes, Mal HaLon, Noshim Chayovais, Afkan, Noshim Chayovais. You'd say, just like over there, Noshim Chayiv. But we know a Matzah, later the Chayiv Matzah, why? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisoychel Alav Chametz, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzes. And we darshan, anyone who has the lav of loy soichal has the mitzvah to eat matzahs. And we know that every lady has a chayiv and lav. Therefore, we know that a lady is chayiv and matzah. So we make a gzera shava. Ma lahalo nosha chayav, zavka nosha chayav, maybe she's chayiv and sukkah, or she's chayiv and matzah. Kamash v'lon, the lachem Moshe Sinai, that you're potter. So two pshat of why you need lachem Moshe Sinai, that a lady is a potter in sukkah. Either you would think teishu can do that ish v'ish, they have to be together. Or because we learn that from matzah. So my ass, Vashta Amr's Sukkah Hilchasa. Now you say Sukkah is a halacha. So Kro Lamli, we need extra hay for the Maisa. At the end of the day, we need extra hay. The Gemara Darshan is the extra hay to Mayit Noshim, but that's only a smach. That's not really a Pashim Shah. It's really a Lachamash Mesinai. So we need extra hay for Kro Lamli. The Rabbi is a Gerim. It's Marba Gerim. Sakatak Amino, you would think, Ha Ezrach Vishal, members of Kaiser, you think it means regular members, long time members. Ezrach Vishal Marachmana. The Loy is a Gerim. Kamash v'lon, the ha Ezrach marba gerim is chayiv in sukkah. A ger is a man is chayiv in sukkah. So that takes care of sukkah. Yom Kippurim was saying is from the pasuk ha Ezrach, the lady is a chayiv. It says Ezrach is man, ha Ezrach, lady is a chayiv. And that's the drasha. The question is, what you need a drasha for? It's a pasuk lav, and lady is a chayiv in lav. Yom Kippurim, Hudom Rav, not nafka. We learn from Hudom Rav that lady is a chayiv in all ancient Shiva Torah. Talking about Tosfos Yom Kippurim, we know that the rice is in Tosfos Yom Kippurim. It's supposed to add on a little bit to the day of Yom Kippur, both before and both afterwards. But we had in Yuma that you're not chayiv oinish for that. You're not chayiv oinish for Tosfos. Only for Yom Kippur itself chayiv karz, not for Tosfos inu. So you would think the ladies are not chayiv in that because that's not oinish. This is no oinish or a lav. On to Sefer Yom Kippurim, Loin is chayiv and Oshim. Ladies should be chayiv. Klal Kamash v'Lon. The pasuk Ezra. The ladies are chayiv on to Sefer Inu also. The chayiv on Tosfos Yom Kippurim as well. The chayiv on, and that's what the pasuk teaching us for Ezra. That even on Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the chayiv. You think that it's not a regular lav because there's no Einish Azar on it. Kamash v'Lon. They are chayiv. So the Gemara writes. So it comes out that the two brises. One brise that says ha ezrach that's marb lahitzis and hashem. That's a smach. That could really talk much. The other brise says ha ezrach ravis and hashem. That's correct. That's a cross. That's a pasuk. What? There's no such thing anymore. We fell off there, but the brise says it. It's only a smachta. That's the words of a smicher or a mara kro. It's really a smachta. It could draw a slok and because my brise says it.
You see, the
heart
is going to
my beginning. Right, it is, right. But this brise is only a smachta. Lahitis and us, it's only a smachta. The mara says before, Hilfis and Ruvas, Bechin Rabban and Akroi. It's a smachta. Omama, call the rabbis to Saktanim. It said in that same brisa, it said, calls mar b'ktanim. And the question is a pella. We know from our Mishnah that children are part of a sukkah. So how can we say that calls mar b'children at the chayiv and sukkah, little boys at the chayiv and sukkah? It says in the brisa not. It says in the Mishnah not. Loi kasha, kam kach gilachinach, kam kach gilachinach. Our Mishnah don't make kach gilachinach. That's where you're part of. And it's brisa, it's mar b'kolach, kol ha'ezroch, it's mar b'kotim shagilachinach. A kotim that reached the age of chinach. Right, the Gemara, that's also Shvei. Can't you get the chinuch with your bonon? It's only with your bonon. You're not from Pasuk. The Gemara, you're right. With your bonon, the kra is smachta v'almu. It's your bonon, and the kra is a smachta. So the question is, then what do you do with call then? So what do you do with call? So if a Rashi comes in for the rescue, and Rashi says that the call is marba fear of the yezu we had before a ger or a katan that became a ger or became a gadol on sukkos that they could be yaitz to the mitzvah sukkah, even though it's the middle of sukkah. That's the fear of the Yezah. And fear of Bonon, we learn from there that fakert, Kol Yisrael could use one sukkah. And it doesn't have to be, it could be even a sukkah she'ula like we had in the Gemara before. So, the Gemara writes, the Kosh is Arach Limoy. A katan that did not reach the age of chinuch is potter from a sukkah. Even with the Rabban, it's potter. Will not reach the age of chinuch. What's called the age of chinuch? So it says in our Mishnah, Tzarach Limay, Ein Tzarach Limay. Hechidam a cotton, Shein Tzarach Limay. What's an example of a cotton that does not need his mother anymore? I don't know what Kol Shenifne, if he goes to the bathroom, Vein Ima Mekan Chasi. He doesn't need any help from his mother, then that's an example of a cotton, Shein Tzarach Limay. It's a pretty young age, four or five years old already. Rav Shimon Aimer, Kol Shenir Mishnasai, Veinai Kaira Ima Ima. Anyone who wakes up, any cotton wakes up in the morning, doesn't call his mother, then he's already higil lechinuch. Right? The Gemara gedolim amikaru. Sometimes gedolim wants to call for their mother. Ella ima calls shenayer v'enikaru ima ima. He doesn't keep on calling. Oh, gadol call his mother. He doesn't answer. He'll try to work it out himself and try to get out of bed himself. But a little kid keeps on calling his mother until the mother answers. That's an example of a katan shetzarach leima. So the Gemara writer, Mishnah says ma'is v'yolda kalasai. That when the daughter-in-law of Shammai had a baby, he made tzchach on top of his cradle. So the question is, Maisa Listo, you said, if it needs a mother, it's potter. Here's an example, it needs a mother. Shammai is machmir. And the way the Ran learns that he's machmir, that there's a din chinuch, even on a tiny child. So we have an extra word, Shammai Machmer, and we brought a raya from a maisa shahaya that Taka Shammai made a sukkah for his infant enikel, his infant grandson. He made a sukkah on top of him. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. What more about what we do in the sukkah? Kol Shivas Yom, all 7 days of sukkahs, Adam Oyster Sukkos Ikva. Your sukkah should become your main place of lodging. Your house is temporary. If it rains, when you're allowed to leave the sukkah, when the porridge gets spoiled, we'll see later on. It's like more like a chalent, like a bean dish. When that gets ruined, you'll be able to go inside the house. And if it rains, it's the mushlum out of them. What's a mushlum if it rains? It's like an eved coming to pour a drink for his rabbi. And the drink is spilled on his face. And we'll see who spilled on whose face. That's the Gemara Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara explains the Mashal a little better. Tara Rabban, what's the halachas of sukkah? Kol Shivas Yom, all 7 days of sukkahs. Odom, Oysa, Sukkos, Ikva. You make your sukkah your main place of lodging. And basically, all right, and your house is temporary. Ketzad, Hoylo, Kelim, Noam. You have nice utensils. Malam sukkah, bring it to the sukkah. Your nice silver things, bring it to the sukkah. Matzois, nice sheets. Malam sukkah, bring it to the sukkah. You eat and drink a matayel of a sukkah. And you hang out in the sukkah. Matayel means even anything you do in the sukkah. Mishbura speaks out on this halacha, matayel of a sukkah. Over kifel, not to talk. He says not to talk. Dvarim v'tehilim. You know, on this halacha avada matav v'sukkah. Be careful not to say any dvarim v'tehilim in the sukkah. The menorah mili. How do you know it's halacha? The Torah milintan abraisa teishu ke'ein teduru. That you sit in a sukkah like a house, mekana omru, kol shiva es yomim, all 7 days, oysa odom sukkasa, keva, baise arai, kaitzad, what's an example? Kelem noam, malam sukkah, you bring kelem noam to the sukkah, matzoris nois, malam sukkah, nice sheets into the sukkah, echo vashoisa, matayah besukkah, you eat, drink, and matayah besukkah, mashanim besukkah, and you learn the sukkah. Frightened by kasha, ini, ba'omar rava, rava said, mikro, umisda betalasa. You could read chumash, and just say over Mishnayis in a sukkah. With Tanuye, but learning Be'iyun, Bar Mitalasa. So we thought Mishnah means learning Be'iyun, so Lachari, you have to be at a sukkah, because to learn Be'iyun, you need a Yishuv Adas. In the sukkah, there's too much going on, you can't think well. Like Kasha, I mean the Gemara, like Kasha, Haba Migras, Haba Iyune. Haba Migras, Haba Iyune. That even in learning Be'iyun, there's two ways to learn Be'iyun. Just saying over the Shir, or being Me'ayin the Shir. Would you find an example like that? Yehad the Rav Varchama, Yehad the Rav of Ram Varchama, two Amorayim, Kavakayim and Kavakayim Chista, they were sitting in front of Chista after the Shir, Marati Bigamara, Bahadi Adadi, they first said over the Shir to each other, which is a Ian Shir. They said over the Shir quickly, Vahad the Mayim Besvara, afterwards the Mayim Besvara. So you find, even in Ion, there's two ways. There's saying it over and learning it more Bein. So saying in the Sukkah also, the saying over the words and getting the words that you can do in the sukkah, but learning be'in that is allowed to be out of the sukkah. So now the halacha over here is that we're learning here that if it rains, you let it go, leave the sukkah. So we know that the first night of sukkah is different. There's exception to the rule. The first night of sukkah that the Ramah says the first night of sukkah is you should not leave the sukkah. And what's the reason? The reason is because the Rosh brings down here from Agoyas Hashri. The reason is because that's learned out tesvav from matzah, and that's not a dafka din in sukkah. It's a din in the first night. There's a chiyuv by itself, and therefore, even if it's raining, if it's dark, you're still mechuyev because that's a different din. Tesvav from matzah, and you have to eat no matter what. Therefore, the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining, in sukkah. Now, the Arushanim hold that when it's raining, it's nishkan sukkah. So therefore, Allah chiyuv, you have to wait. You should wait until it stops raining, because if you eat in the sukkah, b'shas rain, you can't make a leish for a sukkah, because there are mandirim hold that you're not chayiv. Therefore, you're mechuyev to wait as long as you can and not eat until it stops raining, so you can eat in the sukkah. Ayin shom, tofresh lamatas, the more halachas regarding this.